1029 Big Country Hits on your Monday afternoon. Chris Lane going to be at the Clare County Fair tonight, opening up for Kelsey Ballerini, but not before he checks in with us. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
First of all, congratulations on one chart, you're number one. On one chart, you're number three. You're in the top five. How does that feel?
It feels crazy. Like, I've never had a song where people show up night after night and sing their hearts out to. And at this point, it's kind of cool that I can hold the mic out and let people sing, and it's special.
And when you're on stage and people are singing your lyrics back to you, do you get goosebumps?
It's one of those moments that you just want to continue forever. It's easy to get people to sing along when it's cover songs, but when it's your own songs, it's just the best feeling ever.
And Rolling Stone named you as one of the 10 new country artists you need to know. Just hearing somebody else validate you like that.
It feels good. I mean, I'm just a small town guy from Turnersville, North Carolina. So, you know, the fact that Rolling Stone is saying that, I mean, I'll take it. I love it.
Now, you are currently on the road with Rascal Flatts and Kelsey Ballerini doing the Rhythm and Roots tour, and then some shows with just Kelsey. What has it been like being on tour with, like, Rascal Flatts, who have been in the business for so long?
Yeah, well, it wasn't that long ago. I sat out on the lawn to more than a handful of Rascal Flatts concerts, and the fact that I was up on the stage on the same tour as them was a very special moment for me.
People are just getting to know who you are, and you're probably going to have many, many of the, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened moments, but has there been one that stands out for you right now?
I think for me right now, it's the first time that I was able to hold the mic out and let the crowd sing along. It's just one of those moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this has never happened before. Look at how many people know the words to the song and are singing together.
Your new CD, Girl Problems, is going to be available August 5th. What can we expect to hear on that?
A little bit of what you hear with Fix. I mean, I kind of kept the falsetto thing going throughout a majority of the songs. Not every single song has it, but we kind of made that my thing, and hopefully that will help separate me from what some of the other guys are doing. And I tried to keep it as upbeat and as much energy as possible because that's how I like my shows.
Is there a song on there that you're most proud of having recorded?
All of them.
That's all right. They're all my babies.
I mean, one in particular, Let Me Love You, is actually a cover song that I redid to turn into a country song, and I'm really happy with the way that song turned out, and can't wait for people to hear that one specifically.
This may be the first album that some young country fan purchases. Do you remember what your first country album purchase was?
Yeah, I want to say it was George Strait. Parents gave me this, it had a bunch of CDs in it. It was all of George Strait CDs. It came in like this big box and had a whole bunch of stuff with it, like everything George Strait.
Is it safe to say if you could choose somebody to go on stage with, would it be George Strait, or is there somebody that you would just be, you're like your bucket list person to perform with?
Yeah, I mean, George would definitely be a bucket list for me, but there's so many. I mean, Keith Urban's one of my favorite all-time country artist. I mean, he was the one who inspired me to even want to learn how to play the guitar. But I feel like at this point, anybody would be a check off the bucket list because there's so many artists that I look up to.
Now that you've achieved this level of success, what would you go back and tell your younger self?
Well, to stick to it. I mean, I actually wish I would have learned how to play an instrument at a younger age. I didn't grow up around music, and I grew up playing football and baseball. So I would have probably have told myself, just dive into the music. It's a lot easier on your knees, because I ended up having a lot of knee surgeries from sports, and that was one reason that I couldn't move on after college and play. But because my passion right now for it far outweighs what it was for football and baseball playing, and who knows what would have happened. Maybe none of this would have happened, but everything kind of happened, I guess, the way it was supposed to.
Since you are on the road so much besides music, how do you pass the time?
Playing golf. That is my thing. Like, I'm obsessed with golf. Another thing I love about being out on the Rascal Flatts tour is they love golf. They go play pretty much every day. And it's always like, hey, Chris, we're meeting at this time if you want to go. And I'm like, every day I'm like, yep. Start asking me because I'm going to go every time.
Have they given you any advice at all?
The cool part about those guys, I mean, they're super nice. They are some of the funniest guys I've ever met. But their advice to me at the kickoff of the tour was, hey, you're on this tour for a reason. I want you to go out there and steal our fans every single night. And I thought that was pretty cool of them to say.
Who is on your playlist or in your iPod?
A little bit of everybody. I mean, you know, I have George Strait, Keith Urban, and Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, to Sam Hunt and Thomas Rhett, Florida Georgia Line, I mean, whoever it may be, and also love Usher and Justin Timberlake, Backstreet Boys even.
What would be your favorite non-country song to perform?
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
I bet the girls go crazy for that. Is there anything strange on your tour bus?
Well, we have a Walking Dead bobblehead of Rick.
Are you guys all fans?
Yes. Big Walking Dead fan.
And who do you think Negan's going to kill when the episodes come back? What is your guess?
You know what? I don't know. It could either be Abraham or maybe even Glenn. I've always wondered if it was going to be Glenn.
Because in the comic books, that's kind of, I mean, not exactly in the timeline that they followed, but it seems like that's what's supposed to happen, but we'll have to wait and see on that. I just want to say good luck tonight. I know you're opening for Kelsey Ballerini. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with your new CD. I can't wait to hear more music from you. And I know that song's going to hit number one in a couple days, so I'm going to congratulate you ahead of time. Congratulations on your new number one.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Chris. Have fun tonight and with the rest of the tour, and I'll be seeing you open up for Rascal Flatts in a couple of weeks at the DTE Energy Music Theater.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you.